man, say man, amen, say man, amen, say man, amen, say man, amen, say man. Welcome back to another YouTube video. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe if you want to, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to if you don't want to, you know what I'm saying? You're a grown man, you do whatever you want to do. But today's video, we're going to be discussing. We do that first before we do that, man. Do y'all think LaMarcus Aldridge is a Hall of Famer? Some people say, a lot of people say no. Some people say yeah. Some of his stats might be, what do y'all think? Let me know. I'm gonna tell y'all my opinion. Say, do y'all think LaMarcus Aldridge is a Hall of Famer? Tell me why you think he is. Tell me why not. All right, let's begin. I personally say, I can't give it to him, man. I'm sorry. I just can't give it to him. I just can't. Like, don't get me wrong. At one point in time, LaMarcus Aldridge was maybe top three, top four power forwards in the NBA. Was considered maybe even the best power forward. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Blake Griffin. Still had an older Tim Duncan. Older KG, you know what I'm saying? You still had players around the time that still had to say that, okay, this dude could be top power forward, this dude. But, because, you know, power forward always been more of a weaker position after, you know, after the Dirts and Tim Duncans and KG's got a little bit older. But, I mean, you can't lie, man. This man was maybe the best back-to-the-basket big man, back-to-the-basket player in the NBA during his prime peak years with Portland. He is a 7-time All-Star, 5 times All-NBA, so he does have some of the credentials and some of the awards to become, but I feel like not winning the championship really might hurt his impact on becoming a Hall of Famer, and he really never got far in the playoffs. I think they never got past the second round. I don't believe Portland ever got past the second round while he was there. But, I mean, for his career, he averaged 19 points a game and 8 rebounds. That's not nothing to sleep at all. That is not nothing to sleep at. He came into the NBA averaging 9. Then after his second year, he came at 17, 18, 17, 21, 21, 21, 21, 23, 23. You know what I'm saying? Like, you knew you were going to get consistency out of him. And when he got to the Spurs, people really thought they was going to be final appearances. But, you know, Kawhi got hurt. Kawhi was injured. Tim Duncan, you know, he was supposed to take Tim Duncan's spot as the next great San Antonio big man. We thought he was going to be in San Antonio maybe forever. He just even made the All-Star team in 2018-19 season, even at 33 years old. But, you know, as he got older, his rebounds started going down. He never was an amazing defender. That started going down. So, like I said, he was one of the best back-to-the-basket big men in the NBA. And I even just said in the NBA, the whole 2000 period. He had a crazy jump shot then. As he got older, he started expanding his range to the three-point line. The only thing is, he could never get far in the playoffs. I think he was on that Spurs team. Went to the third round. I think he was. Was he on that team? I believe he was on that team. But with Portland, they never really got that far. But he never really had winning. They won a regular season, but he never got far in the playoffs. That's the only thing I feel like that will hold him back in becoming a Hall of Famer. But if you go purely just off stats, 7-time All-Star, 5 times All-NBA, I think he still might. He might have a chance. Because he's not going to be a first ballot. No way. He's not going to be a first ballot at all. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, third ballot. Yeah, I feel like he'll be more of a third ballot Hall of Famer, but I don't know. I feel like he'll be in the Chris Webber type player where they got the statistical standpoints. They played for a long time. They had longevity, you know what I'm saying, impact to the game. He had a good impact to the game. Chris Webber was a big man who could bring the ball for a quick athletic power forward, but it's just he doesn't have the winning accolades to back him up. Would I be surprised if he made the Hall of Fame? No, of course not. Would I be surprised if he don't? I still wouldn't either be surprised by that, just because you have other players such as Chris Webber who might have similar type career paths, who haven't still made a Hall of Fame yet, and who should be a Hall of Fame. Numerous amounts of players, Shaq, Chuck, Kenny, Reggie, all of them, Grant Hill, all them guys that don't turn the TNT, all them guys that said that he should be in the Hall of Fame. LaMarcus Aldridge might fit that bill, but he has had an amazing career. Don't let this last year with Brooklyn and the year before with San Antonio confuse you how good this man really was. This man was a demon on the block, demon free throw, good pick and pop, pick and roll. When he was in Portland, he had a little bounce on him too. He was dunking on folks and everything. So he could average. He's gonna give you a double-double a night easily. Just off the muscle, he's gonna give you a double-double a night. And like I said, when he got to San Antonio, we thought, whoa, him. It was an old Tim Duncan, but Tim Duncan was still there. Old Tony, Kawhi was in his, you know what I'm saying, coming to his prime. Hey, you never know what could have happened, but sadly, we never could see with the injuries and just some real, real bad look. Even with him and DeMar, you thought maybe they could do something, but surprisingly, they never really got that far. They really never did anything like that together. I mean, of course, because of the spacing and stuff, because, you know, DeMar is still a great player, though. He might be another player we may want to tell you videos for. Is he going to be a Hall of Famer? Because, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of players like that that has a credentials to be a Hall of Famer, but they might not just be all the way there to be a Hall of Famer, so... But yeah, it's a great career. Don't get it twisted. A lot of people know what I'm saying, might be, you know, a lot of people don't remember what LaMarcus Aldridge was in his prime. They just remember Spurs. LaMarcus Aldridge, you know what I'm saying, a little bit older. He wasn't in his prime as he used to be. But with Portland, that dude was a demon. I'm talking about a demon. He just, and he couldn't stay healthy a lot of years too. He didn't play full seasons that much because he couldn't stay healthy. But LaMarcus Aldridge was one of the best back-to-basket big man. One of the most 6'11", still was, you know what I'm saying, had a little moves on, you know what I'm saying, could do a little something. But great career. Happy retirement to LaMarcus. It sucks to see you with the heart problem. Same thing that happened to Chris Bosh. Jeff Green had the same situation. I think Chris Bosh had a blood clot. He had a blood clot. Yeah, but Jeff Green had the heart problem. It's just a sad situation to see, man. Cause I just really could have been his year to make the playoffs. I mean, and go far and go deep. I even won a championship with Brooklyn. You never know. Like, I still think Lakers are my favorites to win the championship, but you never know what could happen. But man, tell me what y'all think. Y'all think he's all of fame? What do you think? What's some of your favorite LaMarcus Aldridge moments? Hey man, so another topic we done discussed today. It's crazy. College basketball but NCAA has finally allowed players to be able to finally transfer off. They're eligible. They get one free transfer. Before, you know what I'm saying, they had to, if they wanted to transfer, had to sit out a whole year, they lost a year of eligibility. Now they allow, unless you was a graduate transfer, now you can get one free transfer. Cause like, it was messed up because a lot of players, you know what I'm saying, they get to a school, coach might leave, they lie to them, you know what I'm saying? Cause if you've been recruited, I haven't personally, but you know what I'm saying, talking to people and stuff like that. You get recruited by a team, they say, oh yeah, you're gonna play here, you're gonna do this, you're gonna start, we're gonna have you doing this, we're gonna have you doing that. Then you get there, you're not doing the same thing. They recruited somebody saying your same position, 2-3 other players. Now you fighting for a position you said that was a lock for you. And then let's say you get hurt or something happened to you. Now you off the bench now. And yeah, you can red shirt, but damn, like, this is what you saying? You said I had a lock for this position, or you don't get hurt. You don't get hurt. They bring in somebody else and they say, oh, well, this person gonna start over you, or we're gonna need you on third team, or we're gonna need you on special teams, or we're gonna this whatever we told you wasn't the truth. And that's what a lot of teams do. That's how you fake recruiting process. Say they got, oh yeah, we're gonna be doing this for you, we worry about you, this is for you. And they bring somebody else in, take your spot, or even not in the same year, the next year they come and take somebody, come take your spot. Or they see that you, even if you may have had a good season, they looking for more because of course they want more money, they want better players, so forth and so forth. So it's just, I finally made this rule. I seen Charles Barkley was talking about it on the radio I was listening to. He was like, yeah, they should have been had this years ago, because player coaches leave, players get lied to all the time. Players get lied to. High school kids thinking the big program is going to take care of them. Most likely, 8 times out of 10, unless you a super 5-star recruit, these players, they ain't going to take care of you as they say they going to. So I'm glad they finally passed this rule. It should have been there for a long time ago. And then they were also discussing about, should college players get paid? And Charles Barkley, I can't put my personal perspective on this because I never played college sports, but Charles Barkley was like, he think they shouldn't because it's going to bring a certain type of competition between the players that's not good. Like, he was like, most people, they going to want either the quarterback, the running back, or wide receiver, or maybe one, or maybe a linebacker or a safety, maybe, but mostly quarterback, wide receiver, and running back. No offensive lineman, defensive lineman, which is most of the time true, unless you like a Chase Young, or, you know what I'm saying, Davion Clowney type player, or, you know what I'm saying, Matt Tateo, you know what I'm saying, one of them type players. So he was like, some of these players, even like in basketball term, a Zion Williamson will gonna get shoe deal. He might get a shoe deal. He might get car salesman. He might get car commercials. You know what I'm saying? Just like commercials or locally commercials, but the other players not. So this dude making somewhere thousands of dollars already in college, while his other players busting their back and they still doing what they got to do, but they not making no money. So it might build like a competition. I say personally for that, they should have it where it's equal. Everyone makes the same amount of money, no matter how good you is, no matter how great you is. Everyone should make the same amount of income, which can be bad because, like a player like Zion, if you got Zion on your team, Zion should make the same amount of money as the last man on the bench. So basically, maybe they should have it as where starters get paid a certain amount, reserve players get a certain amount. If you become a starter, your income get boosted, something like that. I'm not sure. whatever, NCAA gonna make sure they get money regardless. They don't care. They gonna make sure they get their money. But for like having commercials and stuff like that, I don't know what they gonna do about like a memorabilia. I feel like yes, you should be able to sell memorabilia, however you say the word, memorabilia, to be able to sell autographs and stuff like that, because that's your likeness. But with the car commercials and like deals and sponsorships, that might be a little iffy, because players might get, you know what I'm saying, might be like, why he getting this, why he getting that, you know how you, people might get jealous, you know, people might get jealous about that, or they might try to, or the player that actually get, they might try to, you know what I'm saying, power or talk, you know what I'm saying, you know how that, you know how folks, you know how people live, man, when they got something that somebody else don't got, or somebody wants something that somebody else don't got, you know what I'm saying. So it's all different ways you can look at it and different perspectives you can go by it. So I mean, it's just, it really just depends on what you think. So I just got a update saying that Donovan Mitchell got injured. That's kind of messed up. Dang, his age shouldn't be too bad though. Hopefully he's not out for that long, cause it's too many injuries happening, man. Like, why are so many injuries happening? I don't, and then it's at the end of the season too, so it's really kind of messed up. Cause it's really crazy, because it's messing up the playoff potential for a lot of these teams, and it's gonna be messing up how good these teams finish in the regular season, finish in the season. Cause even though standing technically, cause I think they still have no bubble again. I believe they're still having a bubble. But if they don't have the bubble, then it's still a 10, because you want to be a first seed. You want to play the worst people possible. Definitely the East, like, let's say, like, per se for the East, you know the names, Brooklyn, Philly, and Milwaukee. Those are going to be most likely the top three seeds. If you get in that first seed, whoever that A seed is, whoever that may be in the play-in or whatever, you don't want that first seed. You don't want to play the other two teams in the second round, because however it go, unless one of them teams somehow lose to like a Miami, and then that's nothing. You don't want to play Miami in one of your games. You don't want to play Miami. So it's really like a messed up situation, because the first round is gonna be easy. You're gonna get, okay, easy dub if you're the first seed. But that second seed, because most likely Miami is going to be in that second round. It's probably most likely between Miami, Milwaukee, Philly, and Brooklyn. You don't want to play none of the teams, to be honest. But if you that first seed, I think I'll still play Miami, then I'd rather play Brooklyn or Brooklyn, Philly, or Milwaukee. Just, I don't know though. Milwaukee always struggling in the playoffs, so I don't know. That's gonna be a cool little thing to see though. But yeah, I wonder how that's gonna work out. I mean, my Hawks, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know I'm a Hawks fan for sure. Yeah, we need everybody. We got like six players here. We got Bogey. No, not Bogey came back. D'Lo. When I say D-Lo, I meant Gallo, like D-Gallo, whatever you want to call it. Gallo, Cam, Hunter, Snail, Chris Dunn, somebody else that probably really doesn't matter. Chris Dunn doesn't matter either. And John Collins doesn't matter. Matters a lot. But I wonder how that's going to work. Because the East kind of deep, man. It's a lot of good teams. It's five. A lot of people just saying it's three championship teams. I say it's four. I still say Miami can be a championship team. Because when Jimmy Butler got back, they start going crazy. So you can't slip on what he brings to that team, and you can't slip on Miami. They did go to the finals last year. So I mean, it really does depend. But I mean, my favorite to make it out of the East probably still would be, I actually don't, probably Brooklyn. Yeah, it gotta be doing Brooklyn. Yeah, Brooklyn. But I mean, I feel like I say any of them teams can really make it out of the East. The West, who knows what the West, depends on LeBron and AD comeback. It really do. But this LaMarcus Aldridge retirement really done threw stuff for a whim, because LaMarcus was actually playing good. I think he had a couple double-doubles. I think he had a 20-point game as well. Offensively, Jesus, Lord have mercy. But this does allow Nicholas Claxton to get more minutes. Nicholas Claxton is a good defender. Y'all gotta watch Don 2K video of Nicholas Claxton. It's kind of crazy. But dude actually pretty ain't that bad. You gotta get his offensive game in there. But what do you need offense game? You got Kyrie Harden and KD on the floor with a Blake Griffin, with Joe Harris. I know, isn't that Joe Harris? You know what I'm saying? You got all the other players that can get buckets. You really don't need to do anything like that. You just need to play great defense, get offense rebounds, get defensive rebounds, and play pick and roll and pick and pop if you can have the ability to shoot. So it just really depends on how that's going, but I think the Brooklyn Pirates still is the favorite to get out of the East, but it's still sad, man. I know I just talked about Lamar Arch already, but like, damn, man, I really wanted to see him get a championship this year, man. Like, it's just crazy. Like, there's like one, he's gonna be like one of the most underappreciated, underrated players of all time, and one of the best players of all time to never win a championship, sadly. And sometimes some of you don't get the good luck of scrub with all the injuries and some great team. He had the Kobe's, Kobe had San Antonio, then after them, you know what I'm saying, still, and when he joined San Antonio, he had to worry about the Warriors. So it's like, then now he got Brooklyn, he owned the super team. But then now he can't get, you know what I'm saying? Now he can't do nothing. His best chance, you know, on super team, but heart problem, man, messed it up. He had a chance to win this. He had a chance to win with Spurs. If Kawhi never would have got hurt, to be honest with you. And Chris Paul never would have hit that crazy shot on him. Yeah, I think he was on that team. He might have been on that team. I don't think he was on it. He might have been on that team. But yeah, man, that's just crazy. But first podcast back in a minute. We gonna get back on it, man. Make sure y'all look, I'm gonna have another podcast too. Make sure y'all follow that one. But hey, man, say, man. Hey, man, say, man. All right.
Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.